Bill will now lead us in the Bible reading. It's Psalm 11. Psalm 11, and also one verse, Luke 21, verse 21.
Psalm 11, from verse 1. In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain? For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted their arrow to the string to shoot in the dark at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes see, his eyelids test the children of men. The Lord tests the righteous, but his soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. Let him rain coals on the wicked. Fire and sulfur and scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold his face. So now we go to Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke 21, verse 21. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are inside the city depart, and let not those who are out in the country enter it.
Our text verses, Psalm 11, verse 3. And one, flee like a bird. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain? Verse 3, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And then verse 21, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are inside the city depart. And let not those who are out in the country enter it. I'm reading verse 22 as well. For these days are days of vengeance to fulfill all that is written. And the topic this evening, when to flee. Beloved in our Lord Jesus Christ, who would flee from God? This is a question that we need to consider. Normally it's those who are afraid of Him. Those who don't want to face the Lord. Those in the Bible who try to flee Him are Adam and Eve, the prophet Jonah, Judas Iscariot. No true believer would ever try to run away from God, but like we confessed, to run away from our sin. As believers, we are fleeing to God, and we are hiding, take refuge in the Lord. We flee to God with our sin, our fears about the future, our fears about our children, our grandchildren. And we can flee to the Lord. The knowledge that there's forgiveness in Jesus. Psalm 11 is a confession of faith in the Lord. David met with his counselors. And the situation is bad and hopeless. David's enemies want to murder him. Flee to the mountains. His counselors advised him. David was still living in the court of King Saul. And Saul wanted to murder him. And as we read a psalm, we notice that David was troubled. And he was troubled by what was taking place in Israel politically. And living in the palace, he had an insider's look at the corruption taking place within the leadership of Israel. Law and order, truth, justice, morality, decency, and integrity were all thrown out of the window as the nation slipped, like their king, King Saul, further away from the Lord. They forsaked the Lord. Does this sound familiar? We are experiencing this politically and socially in Australia as well. The liberal laws where people and the voting public are at the center of decision and lawmaking. Abortion laws, euthanasia laws. Not what is right and just according to the Lord's principles. We can say that we are almost experiencing the same situation as old Israel. Law and order, truth, justice, morality, decency, all thrown out as the nations slip away from the Lord. David was deeply troubled by what was taking place, and also personally. He was the anointed king, already anointed, God's choice to save Israel from certain destruction at the hand of the enemies. But now there was also a vicious attack launched against him. And David's enemies tried to discourage him, get him to quit. And even his counselors advised him to fly. But no, said David, in the Lord I take refuge. How then can you say to me, flee like a bird to your mountain? His advisors were concerned that a wicked would abduct him by force. No, said David, he trusts in the Lord. In the tabernacle he would be safe in God's presence. No one can hurt him. He trusted in God's covenant, in God's promises, that he would be a father to him. No, King David, said advisors, flee. Even at a temple, you won't be safe. The wicked, the godless, will not respect the temple. They will kill you right there. They could shoot him from outside where he's standing at altar with their bows and arrows. They are ready to shoot. The situation is hopeless. No hope. No outcome. The advice to David, flee like a bird to your mountain. Flee from the Lord. The world is telling us there's no God. Forget about your worries. Indulge yourself in drugs and alcohol, and you will feel better. Live and die tomorrow. There's no God. Flight from the institution of marriage, says the world. It's the modern age, and indulge in sexual pleasures with whom you want and when you want. Accept your sin, says the world. God created you like this. There's no sin anymore. No one has the right to judge you, to reprimand you. I will rather flee, said the prophet Jonah. When God said to Jonah, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness had come up before me. I will rather flee, said Jonah. Nineveh was the capital of the Assyrians, a wealthy city with a large population who had plundered the world, and they were Israel's enemies. And Jonah knew that God was merciful, and he feared that Nineveh could repent, could then be saved. They were his enemies. The son of the chosen people, he could not allow that. God's mercy was for Israel alone. Even nations are not worthy of God's grace. God's grace is destined for Israel alone. And Jonah forgot that Israel should have been a light to the nations, that they should declare for their faith that the Lord of hosts is the true living God. And so Jonah fled in his pride and disobedience, rather away from God than an Israelite prophet preaching in Nineveh. I will rather flee, said the prophet Elijah. In 1 Kings 18, he was standing in courageous faith in God as the true God against Ahab and the Baal prophets on the Mount Carmel. He prayed to the Lord as the only Lord who has power over all things, nature, drought and rain, and to God who even set a light wet wood from heaven. Fearlessly instructed to kill the priests of Baal, and as an instrument of God, he courageously acted in dependence on the covenant. But in 1 Kings 19, he fled, discouraged, and in fear of his life. He was afraid that a king Jezebel would kill him. So the word of the Lord is talking to us, to you, brother and sister. You are still fleeing from the Lord's grace. No, it's in vain. You can't flee from the Lord. Jonah had to learn this, as well as the prophet Elijah. Flee, said David's advisors. Trust in the Lord will not help you now. What can the righteous do against danger? The enemy's plans are ready. They will prevail against these enemies you cannot fight. No, confessed David. In the Lord I take refuge. I will serve the Lord here and the tabernacle and serve him as the king who deliver a fair verdict. He chose Zion where his throne should be and where a temple should be built for him. I will not flee but trust in the Lord of the covenant. I will not attend the worship service, says the worldly person. The week is too long. I will rather sleep a little later on Sundays and do a bit of shopping. We live in a modern world. No, says the believer, I cannot do this. I need to serve the Lord. I need to be under the sound of God's word. I need his blessings, especially in times of difficulty. I need to be strengthened because I'm weak in myself. But with my God, I'm safe. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am compelled by the love of God and Jesus Christ who strengthens me. And I will obey him and teach my children in his word as I have promised. I want to educate them in the Lord, teach them that even in great times of sorrow, they can flee to the Lord. And the times are far too serious. I cannot afford to keep them away from the Lord's word. I can't continue. Please, Lord, remove the thorn in my flesh, pleaded Paul. No, said the Lord, my grace is sufficient for you, for my powers make perfect in weakness. Fight, decided Peter, in Gethsemane, just before Jesus had been arrested. And he reached for his sword, drew it out, and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Put your sword back in your place, Jesus said to him. For all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Do you think I cannot call on my Father, and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? Jesus as well took refuge in his Father. Gethsemane prayed, my Father, if it's possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. And so the prophecy was fulfilled in Isaiah 53, but he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. By his wounds we are healed. Christ's death was the demand of God's righteousness, justice, and truth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And through the Lord, and though the Lord makes his life an offspring for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. And by grace alone, he died, sola gratia, so that we don't have to fear anything, not even death. Not even viruses, but that we can know death is only a passage to eternal life. Therefore, we don't have to flee. We don't have to be afraid of what tomorrow will bring. We don't have to be fearful about our health. our future, the future of our children, but can take our refuge in the Lord. Know that Jesus died for our sins, that Jesus conquered death so that we could inherit eternal life. And we must learn to trust in the Lord and daily flee to the Lord. Daily with our sins, run away from our sins and flee to the Lord. The Lord is our only refuge, and even more with all this uncertainty in this world, is the Lord our anchor. And we never have to be afraid because we are His children. We belong to Him. We can flee to Him. But we need to repent daily, and that means that we are internally and externally flee from sin, dying away of the old self. And positively, it leads to coming to life of the new self. And it will lead to wholeheartedly joy in God through Christ, and the light to do every kind of good as God wants us to do. But if you do not know the Lord, He's fleeing from Him still. The Lord wants to repent, for the lot of the wicked will be horrendous. And so Psalm 11 is also a prophecy about Christ as judge and what Christ will do when He comes again. And Jesus Himself explained that in Luke 21, when He will come as a judge to judge the wicked world. And there He told that the people will flee. Those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are inside the city depart. They will flee because they don't know the Lord. They will seek sanctuary and want to flee, but then it's too late. They will be desperate, like an animal trapped in a cage. And so will the unbeliever be trapped before Christ through their own wickedness. And so the prophecy of King David in 11 will come in fulfillment. They will and cannot be away from Him. Everywhere on the earth the sea will roar. The people will have painful sores and the sun will scorch people with fire. The people will gnaw their tongues in agony. Flashes of lightning, rumblings and a severe earthquake. There will be no islands anymore. And we can read about this in the book of Revelation 16. At that time, the Son of Man will come in a cloud with power and glory. But in contradiction to this is the comfort that Christ gave us. For our passage in Psalm 11 and Luke 21, we will not be distracted by this anxiety, and the Spirit will comfort us. And the believer will stand up. They will not flee, but they will lift their heads. They will not flee, but seek refuge in the Lord. And the upright standing, where we are waiting for our King to come, is awaiting to meet Christ and the armies of heaven. This is the believers in heaven now that will follow the Lord and be dressed in fine linen, white and clean. People who are afraid run away. They are scared about everything that's happening. But the righteous expect something entirely different. The righteous expect Christ and full salvation. And so the world is collapsing. People will faint in fear. They will walk around in confusion. But those who belong to Christ wait. They look up to the heavens because they know their salvation is at hand. They fix their eyes on Jesus. And the salvation to which they longed through the ages, King David already in Psalm 11, came at last. And therefore, brothers and sisters, this is our comfort. With all these things that are happening, rumors of war, China, viruses, is that we expect Christ and we can flee to Him. We are also comforted that when Jesus comes again, He will take away all this sorrow and persecution, and we expect Him as our Savior and the great judge, who has already stood trial in my place before God. And if you have problems, difficulties, and sin, the Lord tells us there's still time to run to Him. The Lord's presence kept David going through difficult times, and so will the Lord to us. Like David, we need to discover daily that the Lord is with us, no matter how difficult our situation is. And when we hide in the Lord, when we take refuge in the Lord, we receive courage, encouragement, comfort, and strength for the battle. And still Jesus is inviting us, come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And King David confessed in Psalm 23, verse 5 and 6, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. And so the Lord assures you, brother and sister, trust in Him. Don't be alarmed by what's happening in the world. For the believer, there's no fear, no condemnation, because the Lord is with us. And when you are in despair, when you are afraid, trust but only in the Lord. Come to Him in prayer. Do we have to flee? Never. I take my refuge in the Lord, and I will only flee to Him, away from my sin. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, You gave us so clearly Your word, Your plan for our lives. You gave us the end and chapter of the world when our Lord Jesus Christ will come again. And we thank You, Lord, that we can know that we don't have to flee anymore from You, but only from our sin, daily repentance. And when we flee from our sin, we are closer to You. And it's by grace alone. Father, we pray for Your church here. We pray that we will stand fast in Your word. That we will not fear what's happening around us. But know, You are the Lord. You are in control. We thank You, Lord, for the worship that we could have today. That we could be enriched. That we could study Your words. That You strengthened us, and that we could hear, so says the Lord. And we know it's by grace alone. Lord, we pray for our churches, especially. We pray that our churches will hold fast to Your word. That we don't will look left or right, but have our eyes fixed on our Lord Jesus Christ, our salvation, the beginning and the perfecter of our faith. In His name we pray. Amen.